You see the losses the beef farmers have incurred over the last 12 months, and more especially even in the last 6 weeks since the beef task force was supposed to start. We see where beef farmers have lost 60 million in that 6 weeks, and as I said, we're going to lose another 20 million over the next 20 days if the best beef task force doesn't sit down today and demand an immediate price rise from the meat industry. We see where the industry right across Europe has moved on over the last 2 months, and our Irish prices are lagging well behind European prices at this stage. We see a difference of about 40 cent a kilo between Irish and UK prices, and a difference of nearly 20 cent a kilo on the EU average price, which is costing farmers over €1 million a day here in Ireland at present. So the first thing that has to happen in the beef task force today is price has to be the main issue, that our factories have to wake up to the fact that farmers can no longer continue with these losses.
Yeah, the price is of absolutely fundamental importance. Tell me what the trust levels are going to be like in relation to the background of the whole legal proceedings that were supposed to be lifted by Meat Industry Ireland against some of the farmers that were involved in the protests a little bit earlier this year. That failed to happen for a long time. There was ugly scenes when the first Beef Task Force meeting was due to take place outside the Department of Agriculture. What's the trust level like at the minute going into these particular meetings?
Well, obviously, look, the trust levels were very low up to last week, and I think it's quite clear at this stage that the injunctions have been lifted. The meat industry needs to move on at this stage and be prepared to sit down around the table and talk to farmers and farmer representatives. If the trust level continues to be poor, we won't have an industry here in the next couple of years. Meat Industry Ireland has got to wake up to the fact that farmers have to make a profit, and if they're not prepared to see that, then we won't have much business having a task force. It's up to the chairman of the task force to bring these people around to looking at each side of the argument and realising that an industry needs producers.